When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We mentioned before that one of the unbelievable streaks that is going on is Shaman Amadana. 9 consecutive years going to the state championship, winning 6 out of the last 7, 4 in a row. They took care of business again last Wednesday evening. Wow. It's hard to believe it was a week ago when they beat Clearwater Central Catholic. Now, this year, there's a lot of things happening at Chaminade. They lost 3 quarterbacks along the way, a wide receiver for a while, a defensive tackle for a while, and they had to kind of improvise. And while most teams kind of would have folded it up after losing a couple of quarterbacks that did a pretty good job for them, Chaminade didn't have to do that because they had one of the most versatile players in South Florida, Ja'Cory Lewis, who is a running back but also could play anywhere asked on the team. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Ja'Cory, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on another state championship. And certainly your role play this year really helped this team win.
Yes, sir.
You got to be excited, to win another state title. And talk about that, where you're one of those unselfish guys, and if coaches need you to play here, you'll play there. If they need you to play quarterback, you did it. Talk about that and how you became so versatile.
It started off in practice. When you've been that guy all that time, it's time to share time with other people, and you want them to eat. So when it's time for them to eat, you just applaud them on. So yeah. One thing at Chaminade, you can't be a selfish person. So once you're that person and you want to just share the ball, it's okay what time. When the coach puts you anywhere, you can do what you got to do to win.
Yeah, and you have a lot of talent around you, obviously. You know, receiving corps probably is as good as you're going to get anywhere. Obviously, you and Cooper and Arwan running the ball, and then Kamari late in the season certainly gave you a boost as well. And then the offensive line, which probably got no credit. Your offensive line certainly did a great job. Talk about the offense, because I think the offense might have been as good as any offense in the state.
Yes, sir. Our offense, we was clicking. Once we got them 2 losses, we came out clicking on all cylinders. We had to fire off. We seen what we was missing. We seen what we had to fix. Being that we went down 3 quarterbacks, we came back and we showed the world what we can do.
Right. And I look at Preston and I talk about Preston Wright, and I always tell him he had probably the 3 best game film anybody's ever had, you know, against Heritage, obviously against Norland and Edison. And you had an opportunity to not only play the quarterback position, but really become one of the forces as a running back. Talk about your role and what it's like to be at a place like Shaman Amadana, because, you know, a lot of people say it's a brotherhood everywhere, but you guys have that true brotherhood because your coaches are all close, your players are all close. Talk about the environment at being at a program like that.
Before it starts before you go on the field, it starts in the locker room. So once you go in the locker room, you're now officially a part of that brotherhood. So once you come there, you automatically got to bond with everybody. So you can't be selfish. You can't be that type of guy who, oh, you're a me person. So once you get your opportunity on the field, you applaud the next person on. So,
right. And not only that, there's a to play there, you also got to get it done in the classroom, obviously. And yes, you've done a tremendous job balancing. Talk about that, because I don't think enough is said about yourself and some of the other young men who get it done in the classroom and understand that if they're going to get to that next level, that they have to get it done, you know, away from the field as well. Talk about that, and who instilled that into you about education and stuff?
I want to give my mom a shout out for instilling that in my head, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know where I would be in the classroom. So anything is not possible without school. So you got to go through, in order to do it on the field, you got to do it in the classroom. So as my quote is, what you could do on the field, you could do in the classroom. So all the energy I put on the field, I put in the classroom.
Right. And, you know, you talked about, though, as we're speaking with Jakari Lewis, senior, Shaman Amadonis, he's really been a catalyst this year. We talked about those two losses. Okay, you lost to St. John Bosco, who finished 15-2, one of the best in the country, and you guys only came within a touchdown, and obviously a lot of new faces. You didn't have a quarterback situation really solidified. And then when you did, in the second game against Ely, Chance got hurt. And then you had to step up and, you know, use Preston, who really wasn't acclimated to the offense yet, but you still went into overtime. But after that game, it seemed like you guys just put everything in the gear. I mean, you know, the Norland game, you know, and people are trying to, you know, rationalize how Venice should have been the number one team. But you look at the wins that you guys had. You beat Norland, and Norland obviously took care of Coco, and Coco went right down to the line, you know, with Venice, and Venice and Clearwater Central Catholic went 27-20, and you guys had no problem whatsoever, you know, with Clearwater Central Catholic. And I guess the two big games this year, and as you look back at it, beating American Heritage, who was the 4A state champion, and beating for the first time since 1980, St. Thomas Aquinas. Talk about what the feeling was, because you know, I mean, you grew up in Fort Lauderdale. You know how everybody looks at St. Thomas Aquinas as kind of like, you know, at a different level. And here you guys go down to FIU and you beat them. What was that like?
It's like really playing in Little League. When you're going against these guys all this time, and they go off to St. Thomas, it's like, you know, you can beat those guys. So it's like we didn't take no phase back. We didn't care what we was facing. We just practiced hard all week, and we came out and showed it what we can do in the game.
Right. Before I let you go, college wise, I know that you have a Zoom call tonight. What are some of the schools that you're looking at? I know that you kind of had one in mind. There are a couple of others before you make your final decision.
I already made my final decision. I'm going to Appalachian State.
Good for you. Look at that.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Congratulations. New coach. You talked to the new coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good stuff. Well, I can't thank you enough, Jakari. I know this has been a busy time for you. Congratulations on everything. You're one of those guys that a lot of people need to look at as somebody who is an unselfish kid, somebody is the ultimate team player. And, you know, you talk to anybody on that team and they'll say they point you out as the guy that really is the leader. Again, good luck. Congratulations on the state title. Congratulations on Appalachian State.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Jakari, and then Merry Christmas. Jakari Lewis, just a versatile football talent, did a tremendous job this year. Like I said, when Chaminade was down and out, they needed to have somebody to pick them up. And they went through three quarterbacks. He ran the Wildcat in quite a few of the games and came out on top.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.